Welcome back, everybody. This is the conclusion of today's episode of Balance of Power. The Gonk Droids. Gotta love them. They're the best droids in the universe. And now you have a new best friend. We rolled initiative. We're ready for whatever is to come. Two player characters get to go before the space pirates act. I'm gonna put y'all out here. You are at currently medium range from Kes. Kes, we're gonna make you kind of the midpoint of the map. The pirates are also at medium range from you, and the happy little Gonk droid is medium range. I'm gonna use the rebel symbol for him.
He's the first to go.
Yeah, he's on his way. Now they're not gonna shoot at him directly, but so
I will.
you have a plan, right? You wanna climb up in the X-wing?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I want to use its weapons. So I don't know what I need to do.
Okay. So it's currently like down, basically, like it's turned off. You hop into the cockpit, the cockpit's open, you slide down into the seat and start flicking switches and pressing buttons. Let's have you make a mechanic roll. We get that thing where it's like a bit like when Han Solo tries to get the Millennium Falcon to go, like you flip on a light, some stuff blinks and then goes off. This is you trying to like bypass whatever's broken, like try to get the X-Wing up and running. So let's have you make a, let's say a medium difficulty. So two purple dice, and then roll mechanics. And you can let's see how you do. Oof. Okay. So it doesn't mean you can't get it going, but just like right now, you're like flipping switches. You like hit it. It makes that kind of whining sound as the engine go like turns on and then goes off. I think that the advantage though is that you. Now you can spend it to regain strain if you want, or you can use it to like gain some other advantage. I have one in mind. I have an idea, but if you'd rather use it to recover strain, I'll let you, or pass on a die to somebody else. I'll let you do that
I'd like to
first.
hear what your idea is.
Okay. The X-Wing has like an R2 unit in it. It has an astromech droid that's been turned off. They've disabled it. It is a like a friendly astromech droid that might be able to help you if you want to spend that advantage turning it on.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay. All right. So you're like flipping switches. The X-Wing won't start, but then you find a power-up switch for the R2 droids. You flip it, and we hear the like beeping and whistling, and you look back over your shoulder, and you see the little droids like head tip back and spin around, and it makes some like happy beeping noises, and then you get some little like display where it says like astromech unit active on the display.
Great.
On the next turn, it can help you if you want to power up the ship. In the meantime, however, who's the next PC to go?
So is the enemy at this point rushing towards Kess because
They
they
haven't gotten a chance to do anything yet.
Okay.
If they shoot at Kess, she's got pretty significant cover from the X-Wing's cockpit, but there is a chance they could still hit her. There's a lot of them too.
And
Okay.
they haven't seen you guys at all yet.
Yeah, they don't even know that the three of you exist.
They've
All
only
right.
seen me in that stupid trash can.
Cover where we are. Uh-oh.
There it goes.
Let's see.
Oh, you're back. It's fine. It froze for like a second on my screen. Everyone just stopped moving.
Yeah,
I think all of
totally just
us.
froze. Yeah, there was a
Yeah.
minor hiccup there.
That's okay, because Skype is awesome. Are we in any kind of cover where we are right now?
I mean, you have the cover of being invisible. They can't see you. They don't know you're there. There is like stuff you could run for cover if you spend a maneuver looking for it. There's some like miscellaneous junk, like debris you could hide behind. But right now, they can't shoot you because they don't even know you're there.
How far away is the droid from the party?
It is.
I mean, the
Let's see.
poker party, not the
Oh,
party, which is the
I thought you
real
meant like the
party.
party.
It's one range space between them. So it's at they're at short range with the droid.
Do I think that would hurt them?
If it blew up, probably not. They're probably outside of its explosion range if it blew up now. You want them to be in the same range band. Surprise, surprise, there's no stats for a Gonk droid. I'm just going to give it a one in everything. See how it rolls for its initiative. I'm treating it as a PC. It actually did okay. Cool, it got two, so it's last. But it counts. It's on your team, so you can use it. Basically, someone needs to assign it a slot. It needs to act on every turn. But anyway, so who's gonna go now? We had Kes go. Someone gets an action before the before Kes gets shot at. Who will it be?
I'll go if you guys are good.
I kind of just look at the commander waiting.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna look back at the team.
Make sure you find yourself some cover.
And I'm going to kind of gesture to my right, and I'm going to stand up, move to the left, and take a shot at one of the guys.
Okay. So you want to get into, move forward, get into medium range with them.
Yep. If there's any kind of like barrier, like concrete debris or anything that I can kind of get near to kind of be behind, so I'm not just like standing in the middle of, you know, the floor.
If you take two strain, you can take another maneuver to take cover, basically.
Let's do that.
Okay. Okay, so you have cover. I'll put a little marker on you to remind us. You got some light cover behind some like mechanical equipment. So you jump out, get behind cover, take your strain, and then take a shot. It's medium range. Are you firing with the blaster rifle or?
I'm gonna fire with my light blaster pistol. My rifle still slung over my back.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So difficulty is two dice.
Two purple dice.
And they haven't had a chance to take cover yet. So yeah, just two purple dice.
Now, Commander, of the people, yes.
Oh, are you sure you would prefer to use me as a human shield to assist you with this?
I'd rather you get in cover and deal more damage.
So I'll try to kind of get out of. Now, of the people I'm shooting at, are there what am I seeing when I look at this group of people? Are there any larger? Are there any that are?
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, one of them is like 3 feet taller than the other ones for some reason. He's like glowing orange. No. They don't look like anyone in particular is in charge. They're kind of a chaotic bunch. They're made up of a mixture of humans and human genetic analogs, right? Humans with funny forehead ridges or whatever. And they all seem more or less equipped the same way.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a shot at the closest one then.
Okay, I'm going to use a point. I'm going to use one of my destiny points against you. So let me do that. Boop. Dark side point. There you go. So this means the difficulty is going to be one purple and one red when you take the shot.
So I drop my purple to one and I add one red.
It should be one and one purple and red.
Okay. And can we use the light side point for all of us or just him?
Yeah, it's technically Ko's call in this case. But yeah, Ko, if you want to use actually using a light side point here is not going to affect you any better because you already have a maximum. You can't upgrade any further.
Yeah, I already have three yellow dice with my
lights. You are the best at this shot. So
you're the best. All right, here we go.
Do it. Ooh, you may be the best, but you missed. So with your you take a shot at them and it flies over their head. Spatters against the wall, sprays sparks everywhere. You've got three advantage to spend. So with that advantage, what would you like to spend it on?
I can remove my two strain that I have now and then give one advantage to the next person.
Yep. Or you can negate their defensive bonus. So they're going to take cover behind there. They're going to flip their sabak table and hide behind it. They're going to all scatter for cover, but you can ignore that cover for the whole rest of the round if you spend all three. Or you can give yourself +1 range defense till the end of your next turn if they fire back.
How much does that cost?
Or you could force one of them to drop their gun. Those cost all three of your advantage. You can find those on the combat reference, too, if you want to get another look.
Let's go ahead and... I want to give my teammates a bit more flexibility. So I'll remove my two strain and give an advantage.
All right. So they'll go, and then whoever goes after them has advantage. So they're going to fire. They're going to split their fire. So they're going to maneuver to take cover. So they flip. One of them flips the setback table and hides behind it. Now they, because they're minions, they all act as one character, but I can separate who they attack. It's just gonna be less effective firing on multiple people. And they get upgrades to their abilities based on how many of them there are. So as you kill them off, they'll lose their ability. They kind of like lose cohesion as a unit. But right now they're at full strength. So three of them are gonna shoot at Talra and three of them are gonna shoot up at the X-Wing. So let's do the X-Wing first. I'm gonna check, I just gotta check like the maximum amount of cover. because you are well behind it. Cover, okay. Firing within a trench, other prepared position. Okay, they have two black dice to fire against you, Cass.
Okay.
So they are at medium range, space pirates. They get some upgrades because there's a bunch of them. So three of them together get plus two.
And tower is dead.
Okay. Quick question.
Yes.
As a droid, do I communicate with other droids differently? Or is it just like by voice or...
It's by voice. You can understand like binary. So the like beeps and boops the droids make, that's a language to you. You can actually understand them.
Okay.
This droid ostensibly can, it takes verbal commands. Everything's like voice controlled. So like if you yell at the gonk droid, like, no, go away, then we'll roll a command roll or whatever and see if it listens to you.
Okay.
Okay. So,
now, so you can try to command the gonk. Is there a clear leader of the group or not?
No, not that you can see.
I guess.
Okay, so they're going to fire at you, Cass. Let's see if they can hit you. You've got the maximum amount of cover you can get from being in the X-Wing. Ooh, but they wing you. All right, so you take a hit. Maybe you get shot in the shoulder or something. You take... let's see. I got two successes. So you take 7, 8, 9 damage. Minus your soak, of course.
Okay. I'm like so close to death right now.
So you don't die when you hit your threshold. You keep fighting. You stay up. Okay. You might pass out, but any hit that goes over your threshold is automatically a crit. It's usually the last hit that pushes you over the threshold.
I also have my durable for after crits. So
yeah. So three of them fire at you. One of them manages to hit you. Part of where you're exposed. The cockpit is still like stuck open, like it won't close, so you're still kind of exposed, but you've got half cover as they fire at you. And then the other three are going to roll a shot at Talra. Now these ones don't have as much of a difficulty because the cover is not as good, so you get one black die. Now, do you want to upgrade the difficulty of the roll with a destiny point?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Let's see. Here.
See how much of a mistake that was.
Not at all. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So they've got a threat, which threats one threat I have to spend on a wound because these guys don't have strain. So one of them takes a point of damage, and they miss you. Oh, it didn't roll their. Never mind. It didn't roll any of their range stuff.
You know what? Let's just stick with that roll.
Yeah, totally. Let's stick with that. Let me actually roll that. I was like, that's an incredibly bad roll for as many dice as I should have been getting. Let's try that again. There you go, buddy. That's better. All right. So, yeah, they fire at your cover. The first couple of shots get absorbed by the cover, but the second shot does hit you for the same damage, for 9. Minus your soak, of course.
Oh, which is only 2.
Yeah, okay. So you take 7 wounds. All right. So The battle music is swelling, blaster fire going off in all directions. You have lots of actions now, though. So anyone who isn't Kess or Talra can go, including the droid. The droid's got to go at some point.
Well, I run out to assist with my blaster gun. Or can I leap at them? Can I just leap into like a pile of three guys and spin around?
I mean, yeah, if you want to rush them, it would take you, you have your weapon out already, so it would take you one maneuver to get into short range with them, another maneuver to get into engaged range, because you're crossing essentially two bands. If you take 2 strain, yes, you can jump into the group and make a melee attack.
Can it be AoE, though?
It depends on how well you roll. Yeah, the number of them you hit is totally dependent on how many successes you get.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, you want to just charge in and attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to leap over the table. I have high athletics. Are you sure I have to take so much strain for something that I could get to so quickly?
High athletics is what you need to roll before you attack because you need to try to get over the cover. So I'll let you do that as part of your action. Make a medium difficulty athletics check. Just 2 purple dice in your pool.
I'm going to get back over to my skills.
Okay, yeah, no problem. You ace it, and you get the advantages of your triumph. So you actually set up the next move. So you can spend that triumph on, upgrading any allied. Oh, wait, you can upgrade your check, your attack, with that roll. So reduce strain if you have any by two. Describe what it looks like with your character. Like you're like perfectly graceful. What does it look like when you run over, and how do you get over the cover before you attack?
Let me check what my athletics moves are. Real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Swim, jump horizontally. I'd say that I take a few running steps out from the door, and then I clear the cover with a cartwheel, and I land right in the middle of them.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So they're startled. They're turning around, trying to get ready to fire at you. You're in engaged range. So now you can make a melee attack. So to do that, add two purple dice to your pool.
So I have two.
Yeah. So it should just be a two purple dice roll. And you get a free upgrade, so put upgrade one on your pool before you go and click your weapon.
Okay, so coming out of my crouch position, I stand up, and then I make my swipe.
Nice. Good work. So you hit, you can engage a crit, and you deal 5, 6, 7 damage. So crits work a little differently against minions. You just kill one instantly, and they just knock one off for the crit. So you kill one, and then you kill another one for every 4 points of damage that you deal after they're soaked. So they soak the first 4 points of damage. So that brings you down to 3. So you deal you kill one and badly maim, but don't kill a second. What does that look like? How do you do that?
Can I kill them gruesomely? It was my
hand. It's Star Wars, so it's probably when someone gets their arm cut off, it's just a kind of a splash of blood. But you can describe it however you like. It's your character.
So off screen, you just kind of see my arm keeps moving as my sword goes through one of them. I mean, maybe it goes through them. I don't know. Maybe
right. You're just moving so fast, you're a blur.
I don't know. And then it kind of stops on one of them, and then that's where I am right now, ready to engage the rest of them some more.
Cool. You actually do kill that second one because your sword pierces armor.
Okay, well then I take my sword out, and I'm standing there in a combat position now.
Yeah, and then two of them just crumple to the floor. So there are 4 remaining of the original 6, and they're all kind of scattered and startled. Who goes next?
Sergeant, may I suggest not shooting the X-Wing's blasters into the group now that we have one among them?
Can he hear me from where he is, or is he using the comms, I guess?
Yeah, you hear that coming out of your pocket, right?
Okay, so Zed, I'm working on getting these guns running, but I don't have them up yet. I'll let Gunner know before I fire at all.
Orders, Sergeant.
Move forward and engage.
Affirmative.
I move as far forward as I can and start using my blaster.
Okay. All right. Do you want to spend the strain and take cover, or do you just want to come out in the open and shoot at them?
The commander said take cover, so I'm going to take cover and then shoot from behind cover that I can find.
Okay. So moving out from the medium band, or you can stay in medium and not take cover. It's up to you. But you take 2 strain if you want to take cover, basically.
I'll take the strain.
Okay, all right, so mark 2 strain, and then go ahead and make an attack. Now you're firing into a melee, so it's 2 dice, 1 purple, 1 red, and I'm actually going to increase the difficulty. I'm going to use my last dark side point. So now y'all have all the points. And so it's 2 red dice, 2 red dice for this shot.
Okay, can I counteract that with my own light side stuff or not?
You can't counteract it, but you can upgrade with a light side point. So you can buy yourself one upgrade, which would put you at 3 yellow dice.
Let me do that. Since I was going to do that anyway, since I'm firing into melee.
Sure. Yeah, pick click use light side. So click that dice there, or that box. And then for your pool, just
use light side.
Yeah, there you go. And now, okay, cool. Now on the left hand side of dice pool, put what you get one upgrade.
Oh, just upgrade. There's an upgrade.
Yeah, where it says upgrade. Just set that to one.
There.
And then go click your weapon.
It. And then use my blaster. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And that cool. Should... Okay, combat blaster. Here it comes. Yep. Here we go.
Okay, you miss.
Motherfuck, man.
Not critically, so you don't hit Gunner.
Right.
But yes, if it weren't for the influence of the dark side and also Gunner being in the middle of them, you would have probably hit. So you get an advantage though, so you can get back one of your strain, or you can pass that advantage on, and now anyone can go or after the Gonk Droid, anyone can go. So do you want to recover a strain, or do you want to pass along an advantage?
Now, passing along an advantage just gives their roll another...
It gives a blue die to the next person that acts on your side.
Cool. Then I'll give it to the commander.
It's whoever goes next. It doesn't necessarily mean the commander.
Goes next.
Yeah. Okay. So since you left him for last, the Gonk Droid goes. And... I think he runs over to the X-Wing. So he runs over and he's like standing kind of under the X-Wing and like getting up on his tiptoes, like trying to get your attention, Kes. Mm-hmm. He's like just under That's the nose. Adorable. He's just being like gonk, 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 and like bonking his head on the X-Wing and trying to like climb up into it, or like he wants a hug really bad. So that's all he's going to do. So now anybody can go. We're back at the top of the initiative order. Who's going to go?
I want to see if I can get these. How do I check to see if the R2 can get the guns running?
Yeah. So R2's going to assist you in the roll. So you'll get an extra blue die on your next attempt. Okay. So just two purple dice, mechanics check. You can also upgrade to one of those to a yellow dice if you want to spend a light side point. You have three right now.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
So I click use light side.
There you go. And then in your pool, make sure you have two purple, one blue, and one upgrade on your side.
Okay, cool.
And then go ahead and roll. All you need is one success. There you go.
Nice. Okay. Ha! Kes is back in the game.
Yeah, so the droid is like you punch in some like your personal Republic Army serial number, and it, the droid recognizes you and it's like, welcome aboard, Sergeant, can I help you with those guns? And then it starts to bring up, and we see the little like diagram of the X-Wing flicker on, and all the systems start to pop up. And outside, Talra and Zed, you hear the engines go on, like they start to like suck air into them. The X-Wing like toggles a little bit in midair. Now you have total control over the ship. The cockpit's still broken, so you can't like fly it into space. And it's also moored. It's still got its like fuel clamps attached to it, but it's hovering slightly, so you can turn it and do things with it. The other thing too is you can spend that advantage, and you got three of them, so it's enough that you can do some pretty significant stuff. You can negate their cover bonus. You can gain defense if they try to counterattack. You can recover stress or strain, obviously. You can perform a maneuver if you want to. Like, you can aim the guns for free.
Okay. Because it's not pointed at them right now, right? Or is it?
Well, I mean, so aim is a special action that you have. Actually, you should do that. If you take the aim maneuver, you get to use your special aim so that when you do take the shot. Aim? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. One super aim. Aiming upgrade combat check. Okay. So I'll can I recover one strain and then aim? That's only two though?
It's three total. So it's one to recover and then a free maneuver is the two.
Okay, cool. So I'll do that.
And actually I think you have another blue die because you're the next person that acted after Zeke. So let's roll and see if you get any more advantage on that.
Okay.
There you go. You got two more advantage. So just spend them like crazy. You can recover three strain and aim. You can aim, recover a strain, and do something else that's worth two. You can pass along the advantage to the next person. You got lots of advantage to play with here.
Can she spend three to knock them out of cover?
Yep. Yeah, three to knock them out of cover, and then two to aim.
Okay, but if I already used one to reduce strain, this is this is a new set of advantage points, or is
it's all one pool. Yeah, that should have been part of your original die.
Okay, so I have five total?
You have five total, yeah.
Okay. So three is what, destroy their cover, and then two is aim?
Three, two, it doesn't destroy it, but it eliminates it for a turn. So yeah, three would do that, and then two would be aim.
And then I also get to fire?
No, turn? You'll have to fire on your next turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way to fire on this turn?
No, because the mechanics check was your action.
Okay, cool. So I'll do that then. I'll just do the three for cover and two for... Because that eliminates the cover for everybody, right? Like the rest of...
Yeah, for the whole rest of the turn for anyone shooting at them.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So I'll do the three for cover and then two for aiming for my next turn.
Perfect. Okay, so what I think that looks like is you take, like, you get the controls and you take a couple of quick shots to make sure the guns work, and that's what blasts their cover. Like, the table goes scattering and they get exposed, and then the targeting computer comes up and it starts to, like, bring up the actual controls so you can aim the weapon, and that's what you spend the rest of your turn doing. So who's going next? They're going to get to go after this. So
there's four guys alive. One is beside me, and where are the other three?
They're all kind of around you. You jumped over their cover, so they're all in range, basically, of you. You're engaged with the group.
Could Gunner do an attack action and then move away from them so we wouldn't have to worry about her?
Yeah, you can attack, and then you can... It's a maneuver to disengage, but you're still in short range. If you want to move again, it's another two strain, but you can move into short range. Or you could just attack or... whatever you want to do.
I'm hesitant about going now because I don't really want to hit Gunner. So I'll stay.
Perhaps we have an advantage with the X-Wing on our side and we can convince them to drop their weapons.
It's a good call.
I guess, well, it's not my turn, but I guess if someone else, or if, since Gunner's right in the middle, she could, or he could try and intimidate them or say, like, look, our person's ready to fire or what? I guess it's up to you guys, because I already used my turn, so.
You can talk outside your turn. You can be like, I'm ready to take the shot, and then Gunner would have to move. Right. But yeah.
All right, so I'll just, since the cockpit's open, you guys can hear me yelling, assuming over the sound of the X-Wing, even? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, they can hear over the comms and stuff when you're shouting.
So oh, fine. Right, okay. So, so I just yell, Commander, I'm ready to take the shot whenever you command.
Can I use a leadership to try to convince them to put down their weapons? Or what would be the skill to get them to surrender?
It's coercion.
Coercion.
Yeah, coercion. Coercion is issuing threats, whether accompanied by hostile actions or implied, such as gesturing or pointing towards a weapon. So in this case, you'd be like, we have this X-Wing, it's going to shoot you, so you might as well surrender. And that would be a coercion test against their willpower. But there are four of them in a group, so it's going to be harder.
Also, this killer is still here.
Yeah, exactly. Also, there's a dude with a sword standing right in front of them.
I probably shouldn't go next, then. I'm going to have to wait.
Okay. Well, do you want to go, Gunner? You're in the thick of things. Because if you don't go, they're going to get an action, and they're probably going to try and knife you.
So I can't attack again. Or I can't, like, do, like, a flying sword attack that just goes through, like, 5 feet of air or 10 feet.
No, you can't move and attack in the same action. There might be talents that allow you to do that, but you'd need to disengage. Like, you could attack, disengage, and then spend two strain to get out of range of the X-Wing's blasters.
Is the guy beside me damaged at all?
No, they're all at full health, the four of them.
But there's someone right beside me, right?
Yeah, they're around you in a group.
Okay. Are any of them near each other again?
In what sense? Like, you're all clustered together in, like, maybe a, like, 3-meter radius sort of circle. It's not a lot of space between any of you.
Like, near three guys specifically.
Yeah, they're all kind of clustered together.
I mean, when I first jumped in, before I killed two of them.
Yeah, they weren't actually separated. They're all one unit. They were just firing in two different directions.
Okay. I'm going to do more of the same then. I'm going to swing my sword.
Make a melee attack? Sure. Okay. So difficulty is two purple. I'm going to use a dark side point, so it's a purple and a red.
I don't have an upgrade.
No upgrades in this case. So just your weapon attack. Okay, yeah, you hit. You pierce again. We should make a note because I keep forgetting because the special field is blank. You pierce two soak, so they take six damage. So they take four damage. You kill one of them. Okay, so one of them gets killed. So this is still all kind of happening very quickly. So you cut through the first two, spin around, attack another one. Kill him, so he goes down with a Wilhelm scream, and then you can still take a maneuver if you want. So you can disengage or something. What would you like to do?
So my options are disengage. Is there anything else?
Just move. Yeah, engage. You can. So disengage allows you to move. You can't move if you're engaged until you do that. But you could also aim for your next combat check. You could assist to just give your... you have to be engaged with an ally. Okay, so you can't assist. You could take a guard stance, which adds a difficulty die to the combat checks against you, and you gain one melee defense. Those are all maneuvers.
Okay, so I flash, cast a look like over my shoulder from where I'm standing, and I look at her, and then I disengage, and I go back to the commander.
Okay, so you disengage, and then you want to spend the strain to move out of range?
Well, disengage doesn't get me anywhere.
No, you just move into short range from them. If you want to actually move, you have to spend another maneuver, which costs you strain.
I mean, being in short range, the X-wing could hit me easily. Right?
The other issue, it's less about splash from the X-wing and more about them just being able to re-engage on their turn.
Okay, then yeah, I'll spend the strain.
Okay, so you run for it. Okay, all right. So they are going to. They like look around for cover. They're going to maneuver behind cover, but the cover's all blown away. Because even if I took a maneuver action to gain cover, it's still during the same round where Kes blew up their cover. So they kind of like look around, like and then they I think they're just going to fire as much as they can in your direction, Kes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to make a. I wonder if they would know to shoot the Gonk droid. I'm going to make a perception check to see if they're smart enough to do that.
Since the droid activated the X-Wing, did the cockpit close?
No, the cockpit's broken.
Oh, it's broken.
It doesn't close.
So it can't close, yeah.
Yeah, the hinge is busted. Okay, so these guys are pretty dumb. I'm going to make a perception check for them against an average difficulty. Do they know that Gonk droids blow up if you shoot them? Survey says no. No, they do not.
Oh, thank God.
So they're just like, oh, we gotta get rid of the pilot before she turns the guns on us, and they just like open fire on you. There are three of them, same as before, and you've got your two dice from the cockpit or from the chassis of the ship protecting you.
Incoming four crits.
Yeah, no, they've. I mean, there's four of them, so they do still have their upgrade, but let's take a look. I'm gonna use a dark side point. Okay, cool. So they get one upgrade and the difficulty is two with two black dice. Okay, we're ready. I'm ready to shoot at you now. Here we go. Yeah, heavy blaster enfilade four. What? Okay. So you take a hit for God, I wanted that crit really bad. Okay, you take a hit for 11 minus your soak.
It doesn't matter that there's only three left, is it? Does it?
No.
Okay, he counted for that.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that wasn't a critical, right?
That's
just seven regular damage.
Yeah, there's four of them, or there's three of them, but it's the same mechanical difference. And then, yeah, it's seven damage for the blaster plus four more. For the successes, minus your soak.
Right. So, because I'm asking because I have this durable ability that reduces critical injury by 10 per rank of durable, and I'm rank 2.
Yeah, so
does that help anyway?
It might. Do you go over your threshold?
Yeah, I will, because I only have 2 right now until I meet my threshold.
So here's how, exceeding your wound threshold, you're knocked out and incapacitated until your wounds are reduced below your wound threshold. You also immediately suffer one critical injury. It is reduced by 20, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're gonna take a crit, and it's D100 plus 7, 8, 9, 10, plus 11, minus 20. So minus 9. Okay. So 46. And you are unconscious, and a 46 is head ringer. Increase the difficulty of all intellect and cunning checks by 1 until the end of the encounter. So you're knocked out. The shot hits you in the head, basically, or like hits near your head. There's an explosion, and you get knocked over. And we just see Kess like slumped with blood like dripping off your head onto the console. So if somebody were to wake you up, you're like stunned. You get your bell rung.
Okay, but what do I do for my wounds right now?
You're at the threshold, plus whatever you took over it. So you took 11. No, how much do you take after soak?
I have 4 soak right now.
Okay, so it was 11, 10, 9, 8. So it was 7 damage. How many threshold did you have left? 2?
2.
Okay, so you just keep counting the wounds for current and keep going above your threshold, because that it counts for the next, if you take another crit.
Right, so but what was the minus 20 for injury?
That was what I just rolled. So the crit was way less effective.
Oh, okay.
Because of that durability. Yeah, sorry. So I was rolling minus 9 instead of plus 11 because you're durable.
Okay.
So you're knocked out, and the crit you took would have been much worse if you didn't take durable.
Right.
So you are unconscious, and that means we lose one of the initiative orders until you wake up. So you rolled for initiative. Yours is the, let's see, 1 and 3. Okay, so that one gets dropped. Okay, all right. So that was them. They're done. Who's going to go next?
I'll go next.
Yeah, it has to be Talra or Zeke.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. So this is my idea. Like, I'm going to inform the Gonk Droid that he is needed over by those guys.
Right. They need to be powered up.
And I'm going to inform him also that he is not meeting the energy standards that he needs to meet. He needs to pump it up until and ignore any critical sensors you have, like that kind of thing. Like, I want him to self-destruct, basically.
Sure. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. You can make a command roll. So you'll go, and then you want to give the Gonk the next action so that it runs over and tries to blow itself up.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So, let's make this, I think, overriding its like self-destruct protocols. You're like, don't worry about that coolant problem. You're just malfunctioning. Let's have you make a mechanics roll. Because you're basically telling it, I think this is fair to call it mechanics instead of like leadership or coercion, because he's basically just a machine.
Okay, I'm totally going to use a light side on this. Is that cool?
Okay, yep. Use a light side, add an upgrade. And I'm going to say it's three dice of difficulty, 3 purple dice. So make sure that in your pool you have 1 upgrade, 3 purple dice, and then click your mechanic skill.
You bet.
Poor Gonk Droid. Gonk Droid MVP. There you go. Okay. So the Gonk Droid stops and kind of like turns its body towards you and then like starts walking towards the pirates.
It seems like you are malfunctioning. I think you were needed over there by those people. And also your coolant is malfunctioning. Please decrease it.
So the Gonk Droid just like is like affirmative and like walks over, like it doesn't even say anything, and it just was like Gonk Gonk and like starts walking towards them, and I think they look at it, they don't hear that interchange, they just like they don't even really see it, they see it moving around, they're like, oh, it's that broken droid again. They're still firing at like Gunner and the three of you. So now you want to have it be the Gonk's turn next?
Yeah, to do its thing. Yeah, you bet.
Okay, so the Gonk Droid walks over, Gonk Gonk, and then just blows up. So let's treat it as if your mechanics roll was the attack roll, and we'll treat it like a grenade, I guess. It's like a thermal detonator. So let's take a look at how much damage that thing will deal. You know, I think it just kills them. I think it just blows up and they die because they're minions and there's only like three of them. So, yeah, it walks over and the gonk droid nobly sacrifices itself. You know, the rebellion theme starts to play and then it just blows up. chunks of gonk droid fly everywhere, and when the smoke clears, there's just like pirate bodies scattered on the floor, and it's like it's two little legs with like smoke coming off them, and they just like fall over. Nice. Okay.
I brushed the bits of the droid out of my hair.
Under his breath, that droid is a monster.
Sergeant, are you conscious?
So there's no response from the sergeant.
I immediately walk over to the X-wing then.
So when you approach, and you start climbing up the ladder, the astro droid in the cockpit makes that worried R2 noise that like ooh, like it's scared, and then you climb up. You climb up over the edge and you see Kes like with her head against the console and there's like blood dripping onto the floor. She's hurt pretty bad. So what are you gonna do?
I'm just gonna look around.
Okay. The X-Wing is operative. The X-Wing is operative. You can fly it or shoot with it or whatever. The droid, it seems very worried about its pilot.
So being a soldier, I did learn basic medicine. However, I don't have any skill points in it. So if I fail a medicine roll, I mean, will that greatly hurt me? And can it help?
So failing just means you won't be able to do anything to help. Let's talk about recovery and healing. So you can get a medicine check to attempt to help a character heal wounds. They can receive one medicine check for each encounter. There's only so much good first aid can do. The difficulty of the check is based on your current state of health. On a successful check, the target recovers a number of wounds equal to the number of successes and an amount of strain equal to the number of advantage symbols. So currently, you are exceeding your wound threshold, so it's a difficulty 3 wound or a difficulty 3 medicine check.
I'm pretty good with medicine. Like if no one else is like proficient with it, like my intelligence is 3. So I've got 3 greens to roll.
Yeah. And you can also use destiny points to do the upgrade too. Cause you have 3 rings. Yeah. You can use your light side points.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. If no one else has that skill.
No, I just,
mine's bad. Only 2 green.
I just have a check mark. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'll use the light side and do the roll. Give me a difficulty. Wake her up.
Yep, your pool should have 1 upgrade and 3 purple dice.
Okay. And medicine.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. There you go. Okay.
All right.
So you recover 2 wounds, but I don't think that's enough to wake her up. Are you still above your threshold after recovering 2 wounds, Kes?
Yeah, I'm at 17 of 14.
Okay. So, you like stop the bleeding and like her head wound, is cleared, but she's still unconscious. She's not going to get worse necessarily, but she's still out. You'd need a stim pack or, something like that to bring her back.
So I can't. We look around for some sort of medical equipment.
I was going to say, while he's doing that, can we search the bodies?
Yeah. I mean, they don't have any first aid equipment on them. If you just want to have a first aid kit, like, present, just throw me a destiny point, chuck one of those light side points my way, and you can be like, I found one. There's a first aid kit over here. Because it's a thing they could conceivably have.
Does that mean you start with more next turn?
No, they clear at the beginning, at the end of every session.
Points, guys.
yeah, feel free to use them. So you can just spend one of those destiny points. If somebody wants to find, like, Talra, if you want to find a first aid kit, just spend one of the points.
Now, the destiny points, is that, that's party-wide? Because on my screen, I have 0 light and there's 4 dark. How do I, like, set it?
If you, you should be able to click sync to GM.
And that'll make sure you have. It still says 0-4.
Oh, weird. No, I have 2 and 2.
Okay.
I'm assuming I can't use one of mine, right?
Well, you all share them. Like, you don't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're all one pool for you as a group.
Weird. Yeah, it even says in the dice thing it's sinking, but I still see 0-4. I don't know. Anyway, yeah,
I think if you click it, it should show. You can always see the last use of it in the link or in the chat.
Okay. Well, yeah. In that case, I'll spend a destiny point to find a med kit while I'm looting them for whatever else we find.
Perfect. Okay. So you find a med kit, pass it off to Zed, and Zed, you can use it to give Kes 5. It's got its stim packs in it, so Kes, you can recover 5 wounds.
Great.
Okay. So your initial treatment. I wake up. Your initial treatment. Yeah, your initial treatment doesn't do anything to like wake her up, but then you get past this med kit, stick a stim pack in her, and then just like shocked awake.
I extend my hand to her. Great to have you back, Kes. It's good to be back. Oh, God.
So at this point, I'm going to kind of look around the inside and look back at the team and go,
we aren't done. We have to worry about the X-Wing coming back.
Yeah, there's a radio lying on the floor that somebody else in the building is like, hangar, come in. What's going on out there?
Let me see what I can do. I'm going to look for like a comms panel of some sort that communicates with the ship that's coming.
Yeah, you can use their. I mean, you're tied into their radio system, so you can communicate with them if you want. Yeah.
Cool. It's just tough to come up with science fiction-y talk.
Totally.
It's just like off the top of your head.
I was going to say this sounds familiar. Don't fly down here. Very dangerous. Weapon malfunction. Reactor leak.
Situation normal.
Yeah, we're fine here.
How are you?
So okay. I connect with the comms unit, mm-hmm. and I like hail the whatever the ship.
The X-Wings, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're like.
Do I have like a call sign for them, or do I know like a call sign for them or anything?
I don't think so. I don't think they were using call signs. They're probably just using each other's names. They're not that advanced. Okay. But I think that their frequency, like they're basically like, we heard blaster fire. We're nearby. What's going on?
Commander, what should I tell them? To leave or just to come?
Are you talking to me, Zeke, or her?
Your commander.
Sorry, okay. Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to look around the hangar and I'm going to see, is there any place in the hangar where it looks like the X-Wing would land? And is it in front of the other X-Wing? So, like, do we clearly see where this X-Wing would land?
Yes, you can definitely see its docking. If you look at the map, it's those two X's in the top left corner. Okay. So they'll come in one at a time and just, like, drop down into those slots.
Okay. So I'm going to look back at the team and go,
Kes, can we maneuver the X-Wing to point at the other side? Zed, do you think we could stage the bodies to look normal, and could you respond to them to fly in?
you're gonna weekend at Bernie's, these guys.
They've got like sword slashes through them.
Yeah, and there's like blood on the floor, and like the gonk droid exploded. Yeah, situation totally normal.
Hopefully, Zed is super good at fast cleaning.
Oh God.
So, if I understand correctly, the options are ambush them or tell them to leave. And by ambushing them, do you mean to shoot them with our X-Wing when they arrive?
We know from the earlier conversation the X-Wing is out of fuel. It has to land. So it's better for us to have control over that situation.
Of course. I believe I understand.
So I said I'll get like comms to them.
All right. Yeah. So they're still like you can hear they're having a conversation. They're like, I don't know. Should we go back? We haven't heard back from the base. And then you like crackle in.
I have been instructed to inform you that you are to land immediately. There has been an explosion. The gonk droid has malfunctioned and there are several injured. I was instructed to tell you this because the remaining alive are taking care of the wounded. We could use your help. Please land immediately.
So yeah, one of them replies with like, he's like, who is this?
Tell him you're Gonk 2.0.
Did you really say that, Gonk?
I look at the droid. Tell him you're the backup droid.
My destination is Z3K3. I'm a protocol droid in times of emergency.
Oh, I see. So you're like, there was an emergency, so I activated. All right, okay. Let's make a roll. Let's see if you can trick these guys.
Okay.
So you're going to be rolling deception. You're rolling deception. No surprise there. Deception against. I think it's kind of a. I mean, they're not very smart, but it's kind of a bad story. All right. Let's say the difficulty is going to be their willpower, which is one. I'll give you a black die to account for how it's kind of an unlikely story. So your pool will be one black, one purple, okay, and then you roll your deception.
And I'm going to use the light side again.
Okay, so give yourself one upgrade.
Bingo.
I thought it was a great story.
I thought it was too. I thought it was decent.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so I have two in cunning. I feel good about this.
Yeah,
let's see here. Yeah, it's deception. There it is. Okay. Yep. Here we go. Ooh! Mmm.
Nice work. So one of those blue dice shouldn't have been in your pool, but the rest of it still it's fine. So you take a strain.
No, the blue dice is there from the light, right?
He used
no,
the light.
No. The upgrade is the light one. That's what turned one of those green dice into yellow.
Oh,
okay.
Aside from that blue die, the pool was fine. So we'll just discount the results on that blue die.
Well, no, but my question is why is there blue dice in there at all?
I have no idea.
It's at zero. My blue dice is at zero.
Oh, it's probably because the GM dice pool has one from when I rolled a die on my own. That die pool applies to everyone else's, so that's on me. But
okay,
you still got two successes. Successes.
There you go.
Two successes. Okay. You do take a strain from like, are they going to believe it?
Yeah.
So there's like a moment of awkward hesitation where they're just like, and then one of them is like, didn't we throw that droid out? And the other one's like, I don't know. I saw Chris fiddling with it earlier. Fine. Let's just get these things down. I'm almost out of fuel anyway. And that's when the skylight starts to iris open, and we see two gray painted X-wings start to like lower down into the room with their like wings folded, mm-hmm. and they start to come down. So where is everybody when this happens? Like, what do they see when they land?
Might I suggest everyone but me take cover?
Yeah. That's basically like we should all spread out and get to the blind spots of the X-Wings, which if they're coming straight down, if we kind of get behind them, I'm thinking at an angle, then wherever we can get in the room where they would not physically be able to see us.
Okay. All right. So you all kind of like scramble for cover. And I think there's enough cover here that if you take the time to like find it, then they won't find you unless they actively go looking. What did you actually put like the bodies like back in their chairs and like sit them up or
after hearing Zed tell him what happened, while I was listening to that, Taura was moving around the room and pulling the bodies around the exploded corpse of Gronk. So he made it look like Gronk had exploded sure. and hit all six of them, like it was right next to him.
So you're just standing out in the open then, Zed, when they arrive?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So they come flying in, and the cockpit's open, and a human, you recognize their voices, but like, a human woman and a Sulistan both get out of their respective cockpits. And the woman looks at you, and she's kind of scowls. She's got like an eye patch and like a big scar. She looks kind of tough. She looks around, and she's like, I told them that Gonk droid was dangerous. God, nobody listens to me. And like, she walks over all angry and just pushes past you. She's like, get out of the way, droid. And like walks over to where the bodies are and folds her arms. She's like, these idiots.
Are they armed?
They both have sidearms. Yeah, they have pistols.
Okay.
So they are standing over the droid, their arms folded, not holding it. And we are looking at them from our positions.
Yep.
Okay. Can I,
I think we should. Like the second guy. I want to be in a position where I can quickly subdue him if necessary.
Yeah, they're definitely just ignoring you. Just
cool. Kind of like... Cool.
Okay.
So at this point, I'm going to look at both Kes and Gunner and kind of do a little nod and hold my pistol up at him and kind of wait to see what Kes and Gunner are going to do as well.
So I'm still, am I still in the X-Wing? And it's still like powered on and everything?
They could have left you hiding in the X-Wing if you want. You can be kind of wherever you want. You had time to prepare. So if you're like crouched down low in the yeah. cockpit.
Okay, cool. I'm still in the X-Wing then.
I look at the commander and I'm holding my gun. I go like that. And I'm pointing at my sword. I go like that.
No, not like that. Well, at this point, if we have three people aiming their weapons at two people with their arms crossed, if at that point Zed just raised his pistol and pointed it at them, then one of us could yell like, "Do not move."
Sure.
And you know, at that point, if they even move an inch, we could all just start unloading on them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's like as soon as they're like, if she's walking past, like into the middle, and they're like, and what's the second guy doing? Is he walking behind her, or is he just stationary?
The two of them walked up to where the blast was, and they're standing around looking at it. And she's kind of like shaking her head, and he seems kind of sad. Like he's like leaned over one of the bodies, and is kind of like looking at one of the other dead pirates.
Okay, then I will like walk up behind them, you know, just as a droid does. And
yeah, they're totally ignoring you.
Cool. I will be behind them. I will say,
I suggest you drop your weapons immediately.
Okay.
At that point. Where I'm going to walk up and just say pretty much the same thing.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. I was like, please pop up now. So
she starts by being like, shut up, droid. And she's like turning around, and then she sees you like pointing your blaster and looks at you, and then looks past you and sees your friends. And she puts her hands up. She's like, whoa. Okay. All right. Let's all just stay calm here. Obviously this was not a mere droid malfunction. Look, I'm sure whatever it is you want, you can have it. We've got these X-Wings. Yeah, you should just go ahead and take those. We found this base, and she's just kind of like, you can see her already trying to fast talk you into not shooting her. But none of you have like a New Republic insignia or anything. Do you tell her who you are, or are you just like, get out? What do you say? They surrender, basically.
So both of them have their hands up, and we are now at this point surrounding them with our guns pointing at them.
Yeah. Okay. And take their guns all away. Right.
I'm just going to walk right up to her and kind of look her right in the eye and kind of pause for a second and go,
where did you get the X-Wings?
She's just like, we found them. Look, we're scavengers, all right? And we found this base and we figured, hey, war's over, right? So, we fixed them up and finders keepers, huh? But hey, if you want them, we got lots. Just like 5.5. That one, you can make that one work. It's a fixer-upper.
Is there any check that one of us could run to verify that? Like, would there actually be abandoned rebel bases? Is that
something? Lots. Yeah. Okay. Like this base in particular, like that, she's right about that. Like it was an outer rim base that you were using to fight the Empire, but it was abandoned because the Empire had like moved into the sector and you didn't have the resources to maintain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from our perspective, we were sent here by the rebel Alliance to find out what was our objective to capture? Was it to kill? Like what are we supposed to do on the global scheme here?
So somebody was reporting that X-Wings that were transmitting like Alliance codes were robbing people in the sector, and it was creating like bad press out in the Outer Rim. And so your job was just to go and check it out, right? So now you know that people were using Alliance X-Wings to commit piracy, and now they're not going to anymore because they're either dead or captured. And plus, returning the X-Wings to the cause is good, having more material. Plus, the base is salvageable. There's stuff here, and then you could effectively like refit it to keep using it for its original purpose.
So probably sounds like... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask, like, could we just then like unarm them, take their stuff, and like put them in some kind of like handcuffs or something like that? And send them to space jail?
Like, we could blast them with stunners,
right? Space jail.
Stun both of them?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, being stunned is not pleasant, and it's kind of bad for you, but it's not going to kill them. Yeah, I mean, you could just take them prisoner and send them back to the Republic for sentencing. Piracy is a crime in the New Republic.
I'd say take them prisoner, loot the base, but before we stun them, see if we can find out where the other X-Wings that they let slip are, and where, more importantly, where the base is.
All the X-Wings are here. They're accounted for.
Oh, everything's only six here. Of them. Okay. So yeah, this is the abandoned rebel base.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, take them prisoner, send them back, and loot the base. We did our goal.
Yeah. Do we want to ask them for like identification of any kind?
All you.
Like to figure out who they are. Well, I'm still in the X-Wing, so
Perhaps we can talk as to what the black sun means.
Okay. Oh, right. Where is that from?
So you say that, and she kind of grins, and she's like, "Wait, you don't know who the Black Sun are? Oh, you don't want to mess with them. Most powerful criminal syndicate in the whole galaxy. Yeah, and we're best buds. The Black Sun." And you could see her like sweating a little bit. She's like, "Yeah, there. And if you hurt us, especially me, I don't care about him. If you hurt us, then man, the Black Sun, they are gonna come down on you. I don't. Whoever you are, there, nobody gonna protect you from them. They're tough. Yeah."
So I kind of turn around and look at Kes, and I hold up my arm.
Kes, can you toss me that pistol?
Okay, so from the cockpit of the X-Wing, I just pull out the, what was it, the heavy blaster pistol?
Yeah.
Yep.
And just throw it to the commander. Okay.
So I'm going to turn around, and this is before we stun him, and I'm going to grab the woman right, like, on the inside and pull her up and hold the gun right in front of her face and go,
"Where did you get this weapon?"
She's like, "Hey, that's Chris's pistol. And she like looks over with her one good eye over at the pile of bodies. Like, did you kill him too?
Don't change the subject. Where did you get this weapon?
She says, "Look, we've all got salvaged equipment. I think Chris found it lying around somewhere. He was always digging in the garbage."
I'm going to hold up my gun to her head and set her stun it, just stun 2 inches from her face, just blast her. Okay.
Yeah. Her head snaps back and her eye rolls back and she's like crumples. And the Celestin looks up at you and he's just like, "Ooh." And like, so puts his hands up, like, "Don't hurt me."
At this point, I look over at him. I do the exact same thing. I grab him by the chest. I pull it in. I'm going to say,
"I'm going to give you one opportunity to answer this. Where did you get this weapon?"
He shoots off like a rapid fire sequence of things in Sullust that I don't think you don't understand. Zed, you understand him. He basically just like fast talks. He's just like, "I don't know. I don't know anything about a weapon. I don't know whose pistol that is. Is that even a pistol? What's going on here? Hey, so where are you guys from? What's going on?" Like he's trying to like, it's just like verbal diarrhea just coming out of him. Like Sullust didn't speak quickly to begin with, but this guy's just panicking. And he's just like, "Hey, we could be friends. I got lots of good skills. You needed a mechanic? I'm a great mechanic. I can fix a spaceship. I'll fix that spaceship right now." Yes, he's just kind of waving his arms and like pointing and like babbling.
Commander, he has nothing useful to say.
I'm gonna do the same thing to this guy, but much slower.
Yeah. He's shaking his head and his little like jowls are flapping and he's just like, no. And then just and he crumbles.
And I'm assuming up until the very end, nothing useful.
Oh no, it's just more babbling. Yeah.
All right. Tag him and bag him, man.
Awesome. All right. So I think we diagonal wipe to back to the bridge of the ship that we saw before. You know, you've completed the mission. Some time has passed, and we see the Mon Cal officer walking into a briefing room where the four of you are sitting. He starts to congratulate you, right? And debrief you. He's like, good work on the planet there, everyone. Those X-Wings will serve the fleet well as soon as we can get that paint off. And the prisoners, well, they'll be dealt with firmly. And then an alarm starts to go off. There's this like, pew, pew, pew. And he like kind of looks startled. And a hologram appears and it says, it's one of the comms officers. And he's like, "Captain, we're getting a distress call from the asteroid base." And the captain looks to you and he says, "Better get ready for hyperdrive. This sounds serious." And he like heads out of the room. And the ship's like overheads are like warning everybody, like, you know, prepare for jump to hyperspace. And like people are getting to their like battle stations and stuff. And there's like an Alliance or a Republic emergency like alert going off. And so all of you run to your various stations or whatever for the jump, and we see you like leap out to hyperspace. We see the Corvette from a distance, and then we cut to an asteroid field. There's you know, floating pieces of stone kind of like moving around, and the Corvette leaps in from hyperspace, and on the bridge. The captain is there with you, Taura, and you know this base. You've been here a bunch of times. It's like a hidden base out in the outer rim. It's where a lot of your recent efforts have been struck from. Maybe you were staying here before you went out. All you see now is just rubble. There's just like a destroyed Y-wing like floats by outside. You can see where the base was. It's been completely destroyed. And he turns, the captain looks at you and shakes his head, and he's like, I don't understand. How could this happen? They must have found us. And I think that, yeah, you look out over this like obvious scene of like carnage, right? Like a very dramatic losing battle was fought here recently, and your base has been like totaled. And I think probably, that's the point. We get the kind of Empire Strikes Back, like pull out from the window as we see the Corvette and we see Talra and the captain standing there. We pull back and we see the asteroid field and all of these sort of like graveyard of ships kind of like floating around. And then we get the Star Wars music cut in and the cut to credits, and that's yeah. So that's it for episode two. Good work, everybody. You took to the dice system like pros. Let's do some end of episode shout outs and we'll call her a day. Do you wanna go first, Kill? Let's go around the horn. Okay.
Awesome. Well, I am Coe Carnage. You can find me at twitch.tv/CoeCarnage, primarily a Twitch streamer, currently on a 4-year challenge, streaming every single day at 8 a.m. EST. Got a big Dark Souls 3 Spartan run, viewer voted build coming up. And a huge thank you to Anne, Caitlin, Zeke, and of course, Adam. Fantastic job. And of course, a big thank you to JP for hosting this whole thing. It was a huge amount of fun. And of course, thank you guys for watching. It was an absolute blast doing this. See you next time we do it.
Awesome. Cool. Zeke, you want to go next?
Sure, you bet. My name is Zeke the Third. Zeke for short. Does it say, am I in the 4R boy still or not? I can't read it. It's on Skype. It's really bad. Anyway, I'm a Pride broadcaster. I broadcast usually every day at noon Pacific. Catch me on, I might be broadcasting later after this. I'm not sure, but I just want to thank Adam for making a great adventure and being so fucking patient with us, you know, learning the new dice system and the roles and how they work and shit like that. And also for us being, you know, just generally lazy broadcasters because, you know, some of us didn't do the shit until the very last minute. Also want to thank Coe Carnage Ammunition and Caitlin for being a part of this and putting up with my, my dumb little voice changer, which I love so much.
I love it. Can we hear it one more time? Give me that robot voice, Zeke.
Affirmative. I can't do that, Adam. I'm so afraid good. I can't do that, Adam.
All right, Anne, why don't you go?
Cool. Hi, I'm Anne, and I'm a variety streamer. I stream Tuesdays through Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific time over at twitch.tv/ammunition. I've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately, and apparently I have the worst luck of anyone ever, so next episode might be the last episode we ever see me, so come back next time. And thanks for everybody who's on the show and JP for having me. I'm really excited about it. I love Star Wars, so I've been excited about this for a long time. So.
Cool, cool. Still better roles than Sam, though. You're still better really? Than he is. Yeah. Caitlin, may you finish us off?
All right. Hi, I'm Caitlin. I've been a GM Zerg like a million times. I don't know if anyone noticed this, so I didn't change my voice, but I was sitting up straight this entire time for 4 hours for my character. My back hurts so much. Like, I never sit up straight ever. It hurts so much. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for watching. JP, for doing this. It's such a brilliant idea, I think. And I'm so happy to be a part of this wonderful group. Co, Zeke, and Adam. Adam. Oh, you can't see him blushing because it's only on me. I hope you guys like Gunner. But I do have to say, Gunner will definitely mess up Otto.
Awesome. Cool, cool. I'm still me. I'm Adam. I'm the GM for this bad boy, and then also for Swan Song. I'm a streamer over at twitch.tv/AdamCoble. We're going to be playing Dark Souls 3 this week, though probably not as much because I have like 6 role-playing games this week. So lots of that. Coming back with West Marches, and then, of course, another episode of Balance of Power. Right here, we'll flip back over to Theron Talon and his ne'er-do-wells. So you can check that out right here. And in the meantime, if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghosts. So thank you so much for coming. This has been really fun. I also love Star Wars, in case anybody knew. But we'll be alternating weeks. And next week at the beginning of the episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about my plans for how the two groups and their different missions will affect the universe at large. So you'll be want to tune in early for that one. Thanks for coming, everybody. And if JP has anything to say, I'm sure he will say it after we go. So thanks. And we will see you in 2 weeks' time for more Light Side, next week for the Dark Side. Bye-bye.